We are on Daf, Ayin, Zayin, Amid Aleph. Let us again start from the third line of the Amid and learn the Gemara with Taishas. Bama Rove, Hayman, the Oiger, Aguri, Ledavle. A person hired workers to irrigate his field, to be Doile, Umashket, to the field. Ba'osa Mitre. And it rained. So now they have nothing what to do, say to the poyolim. So the hefsed of the poyolim. Also, naro, what is if the nahar was niskabel and there were canals in the field and through the gidol hanar the soda became irrigated, and because of that, they had nothing but to do. Say that the balabayis, yovlo kepoil bottle, and he pays like a poil bottle. Ba'omarove, we'll see Rashi in Taisvis. Ba'omarove, hayman do'igere guri ledavlo. He hired workers with Avlov, Oposak Naro, Bepalga de Yom. And the Nar dried up. There were so many people that were being doila from the Nar, that the Nar dried up. And now there's nothing what to do. Eloi Ovid the Posik, if this is a Milsa Doloi Shriche, say the payalim. So the Bailim did not know at all that this would occur. This is a milsa d'lo shriche. So then we say, mazla de payalim goram. And therefore, say the payalim. It's no pshia mitad the Bailim. Of is the posik. What is, this is a normal occurrence, that when people are doila from the nar dries up. Ibnei Moso. So if these poyalim live in the city, so they're aware of this. They're aware that they're being hired to be doila from a nar, that many times dries up. So they should have been masne, that, listen, if it dries up, we want to have a whole day's schiras. They didn't do this, say to the poilin. Lav b'nei Moshe, but if they are not from the city, so they are unaware of this anhogya of the Noah, say to the Balabai, so then he should have told them that I'm hiring you, but it could very well be that in the middle of the day there won't be any work anymore because the Nile will dry up, and he didn't tell them. So then it's the pshi of the Balabos, and he has to pay them. And they pay them something like a pale bottle. Let us see what Rashi says. The davlo lahashkeis sodais. Va'osa mitro vehishkoiso. Now a rain came and now the field is irrigated without their work. Ve'ina tzricha ledavlo. So that this we have that this is psei de poyalim. Osa naro, godol hanar v'olo, v'nichnas bacharitim ha'asuyim besode, mehani shoyse, there were canals that were made in the field, and now, since the nor was niskado, so now the field became irrigated, v'eino tricho ledavlo, pseide de balabayis. the poilim einam yoidim b'minuk sadeyu, she yenar oyle lahashkoisoi. That means they're unacquainted how he had made his field, that the nar could be mashke the field. Achua yoyedeya, he knew, so he should have informed them. If he didn't inform them, so it's say to the balabais. Uposik naro shemimenu mashkim. So now, in the middle of the day, they have to stop working because there's the source of water ended. Let us see Taisvitz. The ogar aguri ledavlo, but also mitre, say that the poilim. So the poilim lose out. That means we don't need them. There's no need for their davla anymore. And there's no, since we don't need them, we don't pay for them. They didn't do any services, so we don't pay them. Mashma hoche daloche kerovet. He says, Rav said, Osa mitra, say to the Balaam, no one disagrees. The Tema, the Omar, B'misha Ochsoi, there's a Gemara in Gittin, Ohu da Omar lay la'arise, a person had an Oris that was working on the field. And he used to get for his work on the field, used to get a percentage, used to get a quarter of the crops that grew on the field, he would take. So who the Amalei Larise? So someone told his others, I'm going to make a deal with you. Kulu alme dolu tloso vishokli rivet. All the Arisim, they make sure three times in the season, they irrigate the field, and because of that, they take a quarter of the crops of the prophet. Va'at doli arbo. So I'll make a deal with you. I want that you should irrigate the field four times during the season, and because of that, v'shkel tilsit, and you'll take a third of the crops. That was the Opmach. L'soif osi mitre. It rained. There was no need for them to irrigate an extra time. Omar Rav Yosef, holoi dolo. So Rav Yosef said, the reason he offered them a third of the crops was because of this Yisrain avoided that he was matal on him, that he should irrigate the field four times during the season. But Lamaise drained, so he did not do more than any other others. So therefore, he'll get like any other others. Will get a quarter of the crops. Rabba Omar Halayitzterech. That's why he didn't irrigate a fourth time, is because there was no need. Meforish time the Rabbe, Mishum the Mishamaya Rechimu Alei. That means it is not necessary for him to irrigate the field an extra time. So there it seems the loch is like Rabbi. So we have here l'chayre two similar cases. Over there an oris was given a third of the crop because of a extra irrigation. he didn't need to irrigate because it rained. And the Rabbi says, "Bishamay rechimolei," but so he was spared the work, but he'll get the third of the crop. Nagemore, we have, and we pass on like Rabbi. In our Gemara, we have a member of Rove that someone hired workers to irrigate the crop, and then it rained. So here the Gemara says, "Pseidah the payalo." He didn't do anything. So, "Pseidah the payalo." Maslayu gora. So here it's called a pseidah, and there it's called mishamayu rechimolei. That's Tosfos Kashi. So Tosfos says these are two different cases. The davke ba'oris sheyoret lekarke ba'arises noisen le'ashlich. An oris which yoret lekarke, an oris the that when an oris gets a percentage of the crop is for the results. That means he's hired La'ovda L'Shamra. He should take care of this field, that there should be a bumper crop. And that's why he's going to get a third of the crop. His responsibility is that there should be results, and he has to do whatever he can do to ensure the results. And that's why he was asked to do an extra pula to ensure there'll be a greater bumper crop. And then it wasn't necessary. It rained, so the bumper crop came without his pula. Is nice lay a shlish a fellow osi mitre misafik to shema loyosi. That means his percentage in the crop is not for what the poil he does, but like he's guaranteeing that it's my achayis to see there should be a bumper crop. Now, how do I do it? Well, if it's a dry season, so I'll irrigate it a fourth time. Misafik, I mean, his percentage is for guaranteeing a good crop. The Shema Loyosi, and for that he's going to get a third of the crop. So Taisva says that that's what he gets, he was required to irrigate a fourth time. And because of that, he'll get a bigger percentage. So Taisma says, Kamaishara Risi, like all other, what's all other Risim? All other Risim irrigated three times. And they get a quarter of the crop. And what'll be if it rains? And there's no need to irrigate, so there's a psahava mina, but they won't get the quarter of the crop. I mean, their chalik in the crop is for ensuring that there should be a good crop. So mamela, that's, so his greater chalik is to make a bigger insurance, make sure it's very well irrigated. Seems Rav Yosef doesn't hold like that. Rav Yosef said that we'll only get a quarter of the crop. Rav Yosef seems to hold this fourth irrigation. I mean, every oris is la'ovdo l'shamro. The this he was given mamish for this pula things, and if he didn't do the pula, he won't get it. Rabbi Rabba holds the Yisrain in the chelik of the crop is not for the pula, it's for the hishtadlis to see it should be a better crop, and the chiyuv hishtadlis is if there's a need for hishtadlis. Aval hocha poilim she'ena marisim. Here, it's not la'avda l'shamra. Here, the whole payment of a schir yoyim is only for what he's doing. Avalocha poilim she'ena marisim, ala naisim schiris ala malocha. He's giving them schiris for the malocha. That's what he's paying them. They b'chlal have no interest, no obligation on what the end result is going to be. They were hired for one purpose, for a pu'ula. And they didn't do the pu'ula from whatever reason, so there's no reason to pay them. Ma'afilu hischilu b'malocha, ein lam litel, elu lafi ma'asha osu. Kimen lay noxti la'agaliyas pecheskas arisim. Since they're not arisim, so they're only being paid for what they do, and if they work the half a day, they'll get a half a day's schiris. But also, mitre belaila, say the poyala. Now, we don't have this gilse. Tosfos have this gilse. But also, mitre belaila, say the poyala. So Tosfos says, L'sforim v'garsi b'layos. What does that mean, that it rained at night? It rained at night means that the poilim in the morning were aware that it rained at night. So Tosfos says, so the reason he doesn't have to pay them here, it says, say that the poilim, because you saw it rained at night, so you should have realized that there's no need for your work. So who told you to go to work? So let's form the galsi belelia, so reclaimed the mairi, b'sairo la'are. We're speaking about that they visited the karka before the rain. We had a similar gemara that poilim were hired l'rivka to be chayrish a field. He showed them the karka. It rained that night. They should have realized that after they saw the karka, they should realize that this karka will not be able to make rivka in it since it rained. So there was no reason for them to go out in the morning. So here we're speaking about Davlo. They were hired to irrigate the field. And they saw the field at night. They saw it's not a parched field. So they should have realized that whatever irrigating needs are necessary, it was accomplished with the rain. The Beloisaya, if they did not see the karka, so for all practical purposes, they are completely unaware that the rain, another chasm was a very parched field, maybe it was Meshupe, so all the rain rains off. I mean, without seeing the karka, they do not know that because of the rain, there's no need to make tavla. The beloi sayer lahav upsaded the palm to the amarava bahidalel by Rivka. So now Tosfos has a problem. There's two members of Rava. Rava before said that poilim were hired for Rivka, Bichayrish Afil. And it rained that night, and so Rabbah said it matters if they saw the field. If they didn't see the field, if they saw the field, they could have realized, seeing the field, that the mitra would be detrimental, that the mitra would be detrimental to Rivka, therefore they shouldn't have gone out in the morning. That was one member of Rabbah. Now we have another member of Rabbah. Taisus says we have to say the same Akimte, that speaking about, says, Asamitra Balaila, so we have to say also they saw it at night, and they should have realized that the rain will be, that they won't need Dachla. So if they went out in the morning, it's Pseida the Pala. So Kan Sheila Ben, so if this is the case, why does Rabbah have to repeat himself? Two cases. One case they saw the field and they saw it's detrimental for Rivka. They saw the field and they realized there's no need of Davla. If they didn't see the field, then the din would be different. So why does Rabbah have to mention these two cases? So Taisva says, So Taisva says, you're right. You're 100% right. This halacha of mitra, I don't eat. I learned it from before. It said by Epsai La'arin, and he hired them for Rivkin, and it was also mitra, so it's Psai de Bayam. So I don't need this new memra of Rabbah. But Rabbah said a few halachas by the Oiger Aguri Ledavla. For some mitra or some nara, there was a whole bunch of halachas that Rabbah said by these Oiger Aguri Ledavla. So Taisra says, so the itra hach the hocha lashmina the ba'osi nara say to the balabais. I mean, speaking about Tzaira Da'aret, they saw the karka, and they should have realized that looking at the karka, they should have realized that if it rained, there's no need for them to go out tomorrow. But it's coming to tell us, Afal Pikein, but if Osir Na'aret, Afal Gav the Tzaira La'aret, Avogav the Tzaira La'ara, it's Pseidah the Bailim, because looking at the Karka, they would not know the intricate Oifanim, how that there's an irrigation system that Osin Nara, the field will be irrigated, that they were unable to figure out. So this was the Pshia of the Bailim. This was the Pshia of the Bailim. So therefore, when Rabbah spoke about Davle, so the first case that Rabbah said, that Osamitra Balaila Pseida de Pa'alim, that specimen is repetitious. But he wanted to enumerate the cases, when it's Pseida de Pa'alim, when it's Pseida de Bailim. So he said, even though it's Tzaira Da'arim, but if Osi Narem, it's Pseida de Bailim. Because they were unaware to, Tzaira Da'are would not, through Tzaira Da'are they would not be able to realize that there's no need for Davla after Osi Narem. Vistrahach toch elashmin de Osi Narem, Pseida de Balabais. Avogav de Tzaira La'are. Fine. So Taisvitz has a kasha. So why do you say two cases? He was talking about Osinare and the first case by Davla is the same like Rivka. He's telling us another case by Osinare by Davla. So same thing by Rivka. Say why do you need two cases? So Taisvitz says, the Lelbe, he's the Rivka, Leshach, Leshmin, and Bosse, Nare. This din os in nare, dein regilus ay da gidl an nare, dat isn le aare maish wat a ruye le ribke bishvil kach. That means this aloche, the metis is not like that. That means os in nare, with all the irrigation systems taken into consideration, it would not bring about that you can't make rivki, you can't be chayrish. So this case of osi nare only applies by davlet. So he had to speak about davlet. So the first case, osi mitre, taka no chidish, but he kept on davlet to tell us, even though osi mitre is said to the palim, about osi Navas say to the Balabais. Fine. That's why he couldn't say everything by Rivka. So say everything by Davla. Mehude Davla Dohoche, Apila have a Mafsik ben Saira Loi Saira, who would say everything, Lava Shemina Minahida Rivka. Avamina the Gabi Rivka Philosairam have stated the Pa'alam Lahoyalam later the Tismala Maya Kokah Ayda Mitrosh La Yukal Bistoikbo. Avulhum Makil Kakoi Shamata Mainami Rivka Blayloi Aboika Lay Lihan Sham. So Tosha says if it would only say Dablo, I could think that Saira La Aro is not enough of a simen, not enough of a yediyah for the poilim to realize that a mitzvah can be mekalkel the rivka. I would think only the bailim knows this. As some say, a biker, so that's why Rabbi said nitzah, Rabbi said, no, saira da'ara, you saw the karka, you alone could have figured out that a mitzvah could be mekalkel the rivka. That's one mahalach and taitzus. Vaidi shloima dahochi gabi davle afilu loy saira have ipsaida de pala. Now taitzus says that here you don't need saira. Afilu loy saira, this is afilu loy saira ipsaida de pala. Ulahochi loy mafik bo ben saira loy saira kibidah. The heart of me lies, I love it, say that the pal, fish pal, and lem later, shamot yim the kakoi mirifke. So that means, Taisva said, no, this is a new case. It's not the chapton babla because of us. No. You need tsairo la aro, you have to see the karke in order to figure out that a mitro can be mekalko the rifke. If you didn't see it, you'll never know this. That's why, if I care, that was the first member. By motto, you don't have to see it. 9 out of 10 karkois, if it rains, you don't have to come to be, make tavla. So, mamele, so, here it's coming to tell us, yeah. Aber bedavlo, hoy vasodis mismalos pem yoir my day amot. Fine. So it's pseided the payalim. So why did they go? But Taisma says, if they did go, and he took them there. So lechayre, so Taisva says, "Bloi hoyo loy lira yoiser mepalim." If they want to go, Taisva ben Peret says, there could be a field, even though it rained, it would still be. They were bali betochen. They said, "We got a job, Baruch Hashem. We're going. It rained." They b'shebet telfen. Even though most karkois do not need davlo, so if they're looking at it with such a perspective. So if they want to go, he shouldn't have told them don't go. So that means if they want to go, so he wasn't a pesher. He doesn't know more than them. So that means if they think that they're optimistic, so Mustame, he also had no reason to think that they're going, a possibility could be that you need Avna. If they ask him to go, it's not free on him why he took them. Now let's start from Omar Mar. We hear here a machlokes the Chachamim and Rav Doisa. The first case, Omar Mar, let's start from over here. Omar Mar, Shomin Lahem, Esmashos. That means if they were Chayzer, Emtza Meloche, even though the price went up. That means like this. He hired them to be Eirik Abegit for two sloy. And they were Eirik half a Begit. And when he hired them, was 8 Indrim for the whole Begit. They did half a Begit, and then price went up by workers. Now it's Shisha Dinrim. So the other half is going to cost Shisha Dinrim. So we're going to have later, Rabbi Doisa holds that Yodam Allah Tachtoine, that, listen, you agree to me that you're gonna do this beggar for me for 8 sloim. That was the agreement. 8 indrim. 2 sloim. It was agreement. 8 indrim. Now you did half a beggar. And now it's gonna cost me, if you're chayz, it's gonna cost me 6 indrim. So Rav Doisa holds, because of your obligation, there was an obligation in the beginning. You said you can do the whole thing for 8 dinrim. Because of your obligation, you're only going to take 2 dinrim for the half that you did, because that was nichlal in your obligation that the beggar will cost me 8 dinrim. And if you're chayz in the middle of the beggar, so you'll take 2 dinrim for what you took, and now use the other 6 dinrim to hire someone. That is what Abdei holds. You're the malakach toine. But the Tanakama holds Yodom Alo Yoine, and they take 4 dinrim, they take a seller. Omama, so now let's see, this is the Tanakama and the Barais that we had before, now I have all them in base. Omama, Shomin Lahem, Esmashos, Keita, Hoyo Yofe Shisha Dinrim, Naisen Lahem Sela. She gave them 4 dinrim. Kosovri Rabbonon Yad Poyul Alal Yoin. Let's see what Rashi says. Yad Poyul Alal Yoin. Vafilu Hu Chayzer Boy. Vafilu His Chayzer. Yochel Achzer Boy Kirchstiv Avodai Heim. Loy Avodim Lavodim. Mhoch Yalof Lobe Perkamak Tikdush. Now, one of the, I think, Ein Yosef explains there's a few problems with this Rashi. Yad poil al yoine, afilu hu chayzer boy. Well, that's the story. I mean, so that's what talking about. After he was chayzer, after half a beggar, and we say you pay them 4 dinrim. So what's the afilu hu chayzer boy? That's what we're talking about. So afilu hu chayzer boy. Well, and there's another problem. There's a poyel and a kavlim. A poyel is a worker for the balabos. A poyel is a schiryayim. He's a worker for a balabos. And that's the chiddush of avodai v'lei avodim lavodim. that is chiyon ki be vechayza tole b'em sayyay. No, I told you, I'm going to work everything, yeah, but I can be chayza. That is a chiddush by a poyel. That means, if I can't be chayza, so I mean, I'm your abbot. I can't finish. No, abodim, so a poyel can be chayza v'chatsiyah. Right. What's with a kablan? A kablan, theoretically, is not, I'm not working for you. That means he's working for him. He has to give him a finished product. He's not working for him. So there's a svara to say that the chalas know that of avodehem le avodim la avodim, that you could be chayza. That's, the chachomim say that yochel lachzok, that if he was chayza, that means it was a commitment that I'm going to make this beged for 8 dinrim. And now we have to make half the beged. Forget about the commitment and I'm chayza, give me my 4 dinrim and that's your headache. To finish the beged will cost you another 6 dinrim. But I can be chayza for my commitment. That's, so our Mishnah is speaking about a kablan. And the chachamim hold a fillo by a kablan. There's also the chiddush of avodahem le'avodim le'avodim. That's the chiddush. That means, even though when you saw it, the kablonis is, he's mekabel on himself, but there's vinishvi, there's some sort of a shibud to the bailim, and the din of avodahem le'avodim le'avodim applies also by a kablon. The thing is, if that's pshat and rashi, now we'll see rashi. Yad poyel alo yoin. So a poyel is not a kabbalah. A poyel is a tzchir yoin. Yad poyel alo yoin. Vafilu who means a kabbalah. Because the case of the b'raisa speaking about it, of a kabbalah, he's gonna cut the whole comma, he's gonna be yoyrek a beggar. Vafilu who chayza boy. In the Chacham himself, we'll see later in the sugya, there's a big svara to differentiate between a kablan and a poyel. But the Chachamim holds there's no difference. So that's pshat in this halacha. O yigmeru melachtom v'yitlu shnei sloif. Now, the second case, they wanted to be chayzer, so either you give them a stela, and that was a chiddush, that means they're not obligated of their commitment to make sure that the beged will cost the bailim 8 dinrim, that there's no obligation. They can be chayzer from this commitment. Or, if they're goymer the malacha, v'yitlu shnei sloim. They're goymer the malacha, v'yitlu shnei sloim. So, frech the gemore pshite. I mean, they made up, they're gonna do it for 8 sloim, and they're goymer 2 sloim, and they were goymer the malacha, and you give them 2 sloim, shkayach. I mean, so what? So the gemore says no. There's a whole story over here. Da ayaker avidete. They did half a beged. When they did half a beged, the price was 4 dinrim for half a beged. A seller, 1 seller for half a beged. After they did half a beged, they look in the newspapers. Prices went up. Now you can get for a half a beged 6 dinrim. So they come over to the Bailam, we did half a beged. I couldn't talk, we decided we're gonna stop here. Right? The Yaker avidite, the imri pa'alim. What's the imri pa'alim? Let's see what Rashi says. Pshite, the chigomri shnei sloim udishok. They made up to take 2 sloim. They were going mad. It takes 2 sloim. The yaker avidete hukro pa'alim. The imri, loshain hefresh, ונוזר אוכר משחחק מן הדובו, ולא שנה מיקרו דוים בלוי, כעיס במורים תמרי. Okay, so if they have the baguette, they come over to the balabos, we did have the baguette, and we're stopping over here, right? Va'ozo balabayis upaisin. The balabayis said, please, don't stop in the middle, please, don't stop in the middle. Paisin. Now, there's two mahalchim in this paisin, and let's say, not like Rashi, let's say the Shita Mekabetsu, then we'll come back to Rashi. He comes over to them, there's a very interesting scenario over here. That means everyone saw prices are up, and I can get a sell and a half for finishing the baguette. They come over to me, we decided to finish. Let us say they're not saying why, what, and when, Hamasko, Yodin, I'll come on him, but we decided we're stopping over here. Say whatever you want. And he tells them, listen, you finish, I'll make it good for you. No, I'll make it good for you. That's what they needed. I mean, this is life. He says, I'll make it good. Huh? So they finished. Opaisino. I'll make it good. But it's very interesting. You have to know, when it comes to business, it's just like tefillah. You have to be mefarad. We just say, Lashaynais, Stumais, they also were like that. We'll see. They said, they want to stop. They didn't say why they want to stop. We want to stop. And he understood very well why they want to stop. I'll make it good for you. Fine, I'll make it good for me. Finished. They finished it. After they finished it, he gives them two sloy. You said you can make it good to me. Sure. Did you notice that when I gave you the meal, there's ketchup and mustard? No, I didn't give you ketchup and mustard. That's what I meant. I'll make it good for you. I'll make the meal that I serve you. I see you want to stop. I want to make it good for you. So, Mamela, so that's it. Finished. And they get two sloy. Now, this is the goal, Koshet of Shat, will elaborate the more Mechudish that gives out. Mal de teime, mozo omrole, kime faisinon, listen, we agreed, we told you we want to stop. And you said, no, you'll make it good for us. So when we agreed, ataita de tofus lona agro, I mean, that's what we understood. I mean, you make a good ketchup and mustard when that's Kamash Malon, the Omaluhu, Adaita de Tarachna Luhu Bahiloshti. No, he can tine that I told you make it good, I'm giving you now ketchup and mustard by the meal. That's what I meant. Now, let us just understand. So, vo shteito, shteito amore de kezach. Shteito, if you don't say anything, there was a psike before. There was a psike that I'm going to pay you two sloim. That was the psike. In the middle, we made up. I'm going to pay you two sloim for the beggar. You came and you started talking, yeah, I want to stop now. And I said, no, I'll make it good for you. Don't stop. But Kozman, there was no, that means like this, if they told him, now the Machlekes Rishonim in this, but let's go to the Poshet away. If they told him, listen, I want to stop because you know why I want to stop. I'll tell you why I want to stop, because now I can get a seller and a half for the other beggar. For half a beggar. So other Rishayna, listen, if they told them that, he says, I'll make good for you, so that doesn't mean ketchup and mustard. It means I make good. And they told them, Rochel Bitchaktana. So other Rishayna hold Enochanami. The Gemara is speaking about, they never told them, why they want to, I want to be Chayza. I mean, and that's in such a case. Other Rishonim hold afilu, they told him. But what did he tell them? He told them, I'll make it good for you. Now, he said, Alosh and Sosam, why? They told him, listen, we want a seller and a half. And he said, listen, finish working, I'll make it good for you. We see Mistimas Lishoinoi. He's not saying, he could have said, I'll give you a seller and a half. He didn't say that. He said, please continue working and I'll make it good for you. So the Chazon Ish says as for it, between you and me, Pel Yochalach Zaboy, Aloch Itzikim B'chayisim, but it's not Yosha. It's not Yosha. That means there was a commitment. Aloch Itzikim B'chayisim, Lachsim Itzim Avui, Kin Hef Tarumis also. It's not Yosha. Deep down, they know that they're doing wrong, but they have the upper hand. They can be chayisim. That means they can be chayisim and get more money. If they're naive and they don't ask him bluntly, what do you mean you're going to make it good? Red, you're going to give us a cell and a half? So by not questioning him on this, that in Yisod means that there's a haskome mitzidom, that if you don't want to give us a cell and a half, we're asking also. That means that is the chiddush of the Gemara. And we say they're going to work according to the psika reshina. Unless he agrees with them, he's going to, if he says long, we give you a cell and a half, he can't afford with mustard and ketchup. Then he has to go and give them a dollar. There was enough in agreement. But Kol's man, there was a loshen stome mitzidoi, nothing was said clearly that he's changing the psika rishoine. We say things are the way they had agreed in the beginning. They said rochel bitchak tana, they said two sloim, and he's only b'chuyif to give them two sloim. That is the chiddush of the Gemara. And let us see Rashi. Rashi Vaistois, it's even less than that. He didn't tell them that I'm gonna make it good for you. He just said Hilba, but could be, he said I'll make it good already, that's too good. Then he has to give them a cell and a half. He can't say. He just said please, 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 and he shed a few tears and Hilba betachnunim, tachnuni yila barosh. That's how Rashi learns. Ma'ar de teima, kivin di yad poyul alal yoyna. Now, dachsich mir, how does yad poyul alal yoyna fall in over here? I think yad poyul al yoyna means as follows. Yad poyul al yoyna over here means if the poyel has a right to be chayzer, he has a right to be chayzer in the middle of the malache, followed by a kablon, that's what the chazamim hold. So you can't use the previous psike since yad poyel al yoyne, rabid. That's past history. What we agreed upon, yad poyel al yoyne, we can. The past commitment we can break. And so I would think, so now we're starting from scratch. FLP came. With Allah Hashbainis, I say no. If Lemaise, it wasn't said specifically, I'm going to give you a cell and a half, is Lemaise, they have to accept a two sloin for the whole thing. Sela, noisin, lahem sela. Now, this is God interesting. Now let us see how Rashi said, and daf ayin vov amit beis. This is the lashon of the chachamim who hold yad poel al yoinim. Rashi daf ayin vov amit beis. Ve'im sela. Ve'im ein yofa elo sela. The nimtzoyim poilim lasois chetzio hasheni b'sela. That's what Rashi says, I have over with base. He can find poilim that will do the second half for a sela. Noisen lehem b'masha osu sela. So for the first half, he gives them a sela. Pilei ploy. So Rashi learns that we're talking about not the second half. We're talking about the first half. They agreed upon two sloim for the whole baguette. And now it says that if you can find for the second half poilim that's going to do it for a seller, he gives them for the first half a seller. Shkayach. So what's the chiddush? That's the Gemara's kashi. Pshite. Loitzriche dezol avidete meikore bagrinu betvei zuze. ולבסייף יעקר אבידת וקום בתווי זוזה, מה דתם אומר לי תווי זוזה, אמרת לון תווי זוזה, אהב לון, כמשמע לון דאומה להו, כי אומה לחו תווי זוזה, להו וקים לחו, השתו קים לחו. Now let us see Rashi. It's a very interesting scenario over here. Pshite, the im sela yofe masha osu noisen lem sela. If what they did is worth a sela, so it gives them a sela. Elama yitain. What should he give them? Zok the Gemara, there was such a scenario. Lo tzriche de zol avidete meikar. Shesachon hoyu poyelim bezoil. That means when he hired them, the rates were cheap. You could get for a half a baguette for 3 dinrim, not 4 dinrim, 3 dinrim. Fine. That was the rates. Vagrinun betfei zuze. But when he hired them, that means like this. He hired them Tuesday. They're starting to work Wednesday. And let's just say what the story was. The Goyin says, Ulufsoif Bishas Asiyosan Hachatzi. That means he hired them Tuesday. Tuesday, the rates were 3 dinrim for half a beged, 6 dinrim for a whole beged. That was the rates. Fine. Now, that was Tuesday when he hired them. We'll see him in what he told them. But Wednesday, the rates went up. When they started working, the rates were already 4 dinrim for half a beged. But the psika was Tuesday when the rates were 3 dinrim for half a beged. Now let's see what happened Tuesday. Zutrashi. Dizol avidit mikore. Kishesachon. Tuesday when he hired them, hoyu poilim bezoil. Va'agrinu b'tvei zuze. De'elu loyrotsu lihistaker kishar poilim. They came to him Tuesday, and they said, he hired them, I have work for you. So they said, listen, we're not gonna take 3 dinrim for half a beged. That's the rate. We're not gonna take it. The elu leirotzu listake kishar poilim. V'hoisif lemzuz. He says, okay, I hear. You don't want to take. I'll give you another zuz. Finished. And that sheposach litein sela al chetzio. So when he was the sheposak lohem sela chetzio lehoye roi ela lesela chosedina. Really, according to the rates, that he should have given them three dinrim. He gave them 4 dinrim. Vahash, fine. When they started working, was sports. He says, listen, he told them, I'm going to give you a dinamo. I'm going to give you a dinamo. Don't worry about it. Give you a dinamo. Then they started working Wednesday, so everyone gets 4 dinars already. Prices went up. But he told them he's giving them a dinar more. So a dinar more. So now they're coming for 5 dinars. That's what they're coming. Shesha poilim yitlu olav sela. All poilim can get a sela. Ma de teima hoyil l'rabonon yad poil alo yoyne. That means that the yad poil could be commitments. He can break the commitment. Is motzi omri lei. So they can tell him, now listen, you told us and give us a dinar more, right? Fine. Now the rates are 4 dinrim, give us 5 dinrim. So he can tell them, no. When you asked for a dinar more, loikim lechu, loiheyisim yoidim, shetiyoruyim lito sel, you did not know that the rates are going to go up tomorrow. You thought that the rates are going to be 3 dinrim. I was masking to hire you for a sell, because be'etzim, that's the normal rates. It was zil avidite. Now the rates were very cheap. I saw that you would not be masking to work less than a seller, which is the normal rate. But Martin, I told you, loisim zuzas chapula. In what is my vitor? Kedelito seller lashul matzayin. I'll give you a seller. You want a seller? I understand you. A seller is the normal price. Now the price went down. I understand you don't want to work for a cheap price. So I was masking to give you a seller. Hashta the kimlechu shakel neitlum seller kiltzaynchem. That's what you wanted. You wanted a seller. Now everyone is getting a seller. Alzois lois neisi lois. If there never was a commitment from me that I'm going to be moisif on the normal price. So that is the chiddush of the Gemara. The chiddush of the Gemara is that is true. I was masking to give you a dinar more. I was masking to give you a dinar more because you did not know that the price is going to be a seller. And I was masking to pay you a seller, which is a normal price for that job. That was my commitment. But now that everyone is also getting a seller, there never was a commitment from me that I'm going to give you a dinar more than everyone gets. The commitment of giving you a dinar more was that you should get a seller for your work. So my mailer, not everyone is getting a seller. You also get a seller. But more than a seller, you won't get. So that is the chiddush, that I pay you a seller, and even though I told you I'm going to give you a dinar more does not mean a dinar more what anyone else is going to get, but a dinar more is what the rates were when the psika was. The rates when the psika was, there was zil payalim, and on that I was masking to give you a dinar more that you should have a normal rate for a payal.